What a 1 o'clock hour we have planned here. Of course, it is almost a quarter of the way over because limits went over the limit at 1 o'clock, ironically.
Yes, sure.
We have lots of things to talk about. The Pirates' first over-under win total is out, and I think it'll surprise you. At least the first one I've seen from Jimmy Shapiro. In the meantime, there was a little faux pas. We have Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette on. I don't know if you were listening, Brian, but the TV went out. We do our Tomlin news conference through a TV feed, I believe. And the TV feed went out, and there was panic in the streets. Can we hear what happened, Limits?
Yeah, this was not good for a moment here, Brian.
In possession down moments where we were allocating the appropriate number of people.
Limits?
Well, Joe, I think we lost the signal. Let me try to fix this here.
I know we lost the signal. It seems rather obvious at this point.
Well, we found out putting offensively.
And then it came back. The pause was much longer, Brian, but for radio purposes, we had to cut it a little short.
I think we lost the signal, he says, as there's complete silence on the air, Brian.
I wasn't listening at the time. I was listening on the Steelers YouTube page, but I did click it on right when it ended because, kind of like a coach, if I'm able to, I want to do a little pre-scouting of the segment. So I wasn't taken aback by this coach ranking exercise.
Okay. Well, that's fair. And now let's get into it. We're ranking the AFC quarterbacks and coaches 1 through 7. And this was way more difficult than I can ever remember. We do this every year, and it's obvious some years. This year, it's just like we've been saying for a long time, the AFC is wide open, and there's a lot of like parity here. And I mean that P-A-R-I-T-Y, although you could take it the other way. The Chiefs aren't in anymore. They used to be the automatic, and Mahomes would be at the top of the list, him and Josh Allen. So let's do this quickly. Let's do it succinctly. First, I want your rationale for the quarterbacks before you tell me your ranking. What was the rationale you used here? You go in career resume? You go in this season? You go in some combination? You asking yourself a question, if I had to win a game, what would you do? That's what I did. If I had to bet everything I owned on one of these quarterbacks to win me a football game so I don't lose my earthly possessions, that's how I ranked them. What was your criterion, Brian?
Mine was similar. Because it's the start of the playoffs, I looked at myself at my criteria as, okay, you give me 52 other random guys around the league. Who do I want as my quarterback to go into a playoff run?
Yeah.
You know, let's say we're the number one seed and we've got a bye in the first round or whatever. So that's what I kind of used, not going on career resume or anything like that. Just right now, today, who I feel the best about playing good football in this postseason.
Limits, what was your criterion?
Yeah, it was similar to that. Basically, coaching-wise, who do I trust the most?
Yeah.
In big moments, and quarterback wise, if it's a final drive of the game, who do I want the ball in their hands of? And that's why I went with the list that I did.
Well, I think that's a little different.
Yeah.
But okay, Limits.
That was very creative by the Limits.
Very Mike Tomlin of you. You don't want a 2-score or 3-score lead going into the fourth quarter. You'd prefer to have the game come down to the final seconds.
Oh, if we could be up 35-3, Brian, I'd take it, but that's just not how the train rumbles on the tracks.
He wants to engineer victory less fluidly, Brian. All right. Who do we have as our number one, everybody? Number one quarterback in the AFC playoffs. Let's go. Brian, Limits, Joe.
Josh Allen, and I assume we all will, unless Joe vaults Bo Nix ahead of him here.
I'm going with Josh Allen, but I think Joe is going with Bo Nix.
Everybody wants to poke fun at good old Bo Nix. Well, they do belong together because Josh Allen, Bo Nix, and I think, is it Lamar? There's a third person in here, have the most combined rushing and passing touchdowns through two seasons in NFL history.
Congratulations to
Bo. So take that. Yes, Josh Allen's my number one. Who's your number two, Mongoose?
Justin Herbert.
Wow.
Wow.
Limits?
You know, I love Justin Herbert, but I actually went with Drake May number two.
As did I. I think Drake May is a star. Now, he hasn't done anything in the playoffs yet. He hasn't had the opportunity. But, man, if it was riding on one guy, I would take May over Herbert. Please explain your choice, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, my criteria being what it is, it still has to be informed, I think, by what we've actually seen from these guys over the years. And while I really like what I've seen from Drake May in this season, it is one great season for him thus far. I think Justin Herbert has had multiple great years to this point. Now, he hasn't won the big game, but that doesn't all just come down on the quarterback.
He hasn't won a big game. Not the big game, a big game.
I know. But then I also look at these questions as, if you put Justin Herbert on the Eagles last year, do they win the Super Bowl still? And I think unequivocally, yes, they do. Whoa. So, you know, you strip away some of the context from it, and eventually you have to just kind of use your eye test to evaluate the player. And that's why I've got Herbert too.
Okay, fair enough. Number three on your list is who?
Drake May.
Limits?
Yeah, so Brian and I, we just flip it. I have Herbert three.
I have Aaron Rodgers three.
Wow.
How do you like them apples? You're giving me a choice right now of who I trust to win the most in the AFC. Even with a random group of players, man, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers, number three. And I'll defend.
He can barely move anymore, Joe.
You don't have to move when you beat people with your brain and your arm. And I might add, he had twice as many rushing yards as Lamar in the last game. Boom. Who's your number four quarterback?
20-yard run. That was nice. Joe Flacco had... What was Joe Flacco's... What was his run against the Steelers in that first Bengals game? Was it like 16 or 17 yards?
Yeah, on the quarterback keeper.
It?
Tremendous stuff.
Yeah.
Who's number four on your list?
I think you're crazy for having Aaron Rodgers three, but we'll move on. CJ Stroud four for me.
Wow.
Whoa.
You think I'm crazy? You have Herbert two and CJ Stroud at four above Rodgers and everybody else?
Holy That's not crazy. You're just drunk on Steelers Kool-Aid, Joe.
Holy ostrich milk. What's this guy doing?
Join
this
the
mongoose?
Party, Brian. Come on.
Who's your four limits?
It's 1:20 in the morning. Act like it's 1:20 in the middle of the night, Brian, and you're trying to have a good time enjoying the Steeler game. I have Aaron Rodgers, number four.
Yeah, that's not so crazy. I had him number three. My number four is Bo Nix.
For Pete's sake. I wish I could say
my number four is Bo Nix. Especially playing in Denver. I love Bo Nix. You cannot like him.
And you hate Herbert.
What has Justin Herbert won?
You hate Justin Herbert.
I didn't say hate. What has he won?
What has Bo Nix won?
Why should I trust him? Like Bo Nix
has 6'5", rocket arm, runs like a deer. If you gave him the Denver defense this year, Joe, do you think they'd have the same record?
I don't know. He certainly didn't play very well when they blew whatever lead it was to Jacksonville a few years ago in a playoff game, did they?
Well, everybody has bad games.
Well, that was a bad time to have one when you have a 27-0 lead. Limits, tell me Bo Nix. Tell me Justin Herbert's stats this year. Call them up, please.
Sure.
Okay. Got him?
I missed the part where stats were your criteria.
2 seconds.
Okay.
But you want to win a game.
Give me last year's touchdown total. Passing touchdowns for Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, 3,700 yards this past season.
All I wanted was his touchdown total last year in 2024.
You want last year's?
Yep.
Okay. Last year, Justin Herbert threw for 23 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
So he gives me the interceptions. Oh, my God, Brian.
I gave you
both. I gave him a simple task and he went 18 different things.
Oh, my word. I can't
give more
details to the people.
How many touchdowns did he throw for last year?
He threw for 23.
Thank you. Bo Nix threw
time.
For 29.
How many interceptions did Bo Nix throw?
How many touchdowns for Justin Herbert this year?
How many interceptions did Bo Nix throw?
Please go along with my exercise.
26 this year.
25 for Bo Nix. Mm. How many touchdowns did Justin Herbert run for this year?
He ran for 2.
Thank you. Bo Nix ran for
Why
5.
Why are we doing this? Do you want to just rank them on quarterback?
What is the point?
And we can't have this segment?
So we're just going to use
because I'm insecure about Bo Nix and I want to show that he has better numbers than people think.
He took a crap team
to the playoffs last year.
You don't have to be insecure about Bo Nix.
Okay. Good. He went into Philly and won. He won a lot of games for them this year. All right. Who's your fifth quarterback, Brian?
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Wonder Twin.
I also have Trevor Lawrence 5.
Okay. I have Justin Herbert 5. Does that make everybody around here happy?
No, you should have him higher.
Brian, who's your 6th?
Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. So you... Okay, I'm going to question that in a minute. Limits, go ahead.
I have Bo Nix 6.
Thank you. I think that's a very wise decision on your part. Who do you have 7th, Brian?
Little Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Both have Bo Nix.
You know what? I should move Bo Nix to 7.
Who do you have 7 limits?
I have CJ Stroud 7.
So do I. I have Trevor Lawrence 6 and CJ Stroud 7. So here's our lists, and then we can ask each other questions. You guys either memorize these or write these down. Brian's list in order. Quarterbacks in the AFC playoffs. Allen, Herbert, Drake May, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Rodgers, and Nix. Limits. Allen, May, Herbert, Rodgers, Lawrence, Nix, and Stroud. You and Brian feel very, very differently about C.J. Stroud. Me, Allen, May, Rodgers, Nix, Herbert, Lawrence, and Stroud. Brian, you have some explaining to do. Why is C.J. Stroud fourth, and why do you have Aaron Rodgers way down at six? You really, on a team of evenly talented players going into these playoffs, would trust C.J. Stroud and Lawrence to win a game more than Rodgers?
Yeah, I like my quarterback to be able to move a little bit, and not just one time a season with a nice 20-yard run. That's just my personal preference. Aaron Rodgers has had a better year than I expected. I'll give him credit for that. All these guys are good. They're all playing well.
They're all playing well.
Splitting hairs here.
Well, that's what we do.
Rank them, and that's where I would go.
Now, that's a Ron Cook cop-out. All these guys are playing well. You're asking me to split hairs.
They are. They're in the playoffs.
Who cares?
I'm not trying to dump on Rodgers. I'm just telling you why I have him.
So is Bryce Young. You think he's good? Of course. These guys see these players every day. Who am I to rank them? You got a Allen, Herbert, Maestro, Lawrence, Rodgers.
I did rank them.
And Nix. Yes, you did. And I think you did a fine job. Do you want to question myself or limits on anything? Why don't you have Aaron Rodgers ahead of Stroud? Because you like Stroud's running ability, right?
He's got more than Rodgers, yep.
What about the ability when it's Rodgers compared to any of these guys, the veteran acumen, beating people with his brain? And also, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that a lot of those guys make some of the throws we've seen from Rodgers in the past 3 weeks.
I think these guys can make those throws. They haven't done it as often as Rodgers over the years because he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. And if we're taking all time, you know, any of these guys in their prime, don't get me wrong, I want Aaron Rodgers, maybe Josh Allen, but I'd probably still take Aaron Rodgers. But this is 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's a week removed from looking very feeble against the Browns. It's been an up and down season for him. And he's a guy who this offseason, not a lot of takers, not a lot of suitors for him after the way things went with the Jets. So, yes, I think as far as cerebral football IQ, all of that, he laps these guys, although he didn't check out of that play at the end of the first half, which was strange. We might have to ask him about that this week, what happened there.
Very well-spoken man, Brian, is he not? He defends his points very adroitly, limits. Would you agree with that?
I don't agree with his Rodgers point at all, Brian. So you're basically saying that if you can't move around at all, despite being a statue but able to win with still a stellar arm and win at the line of scrimmage probably better than any other quarterback in the AFC playoffs, maybe outside of Josh Allen, that you are unworthy of being praised. You are unworthy of being able to win in the playoffs. That is what I'm taking from what you're saying.
No, just less so than the five guys I put ahead of him. I didn't say Aaron Rodgers was bad.
Yeah, he never said Aaron Rodgers was bad. He was asked to rank them. What do you both of you see in Trevor Lawrence that I'm not quite seeing? He did have a good year, but I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously got the talent and the pedigree, and this year it's clicked for him. Maybe it's just having a better play caller and Liam Cohen and someone who fits him better. He's got a good cast around him, but not, you know, stars. I guess Brian Thomas Jr. is maybe becoming a star and Jacoby Myers is in that next tier. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously had a good season with that supporting cast, but fifth on my list. And I think you could certainly argue for Rodgers above him, but I'm not going to do a cop-out answer and say I can't rank them. I put Lawrence fifth, Rodgers sixth, and it's close.
Once again, very well defended. All right, the coaches. Same criterion here for me. The same rationale. I said if I needed to win a game right now in these playoffs with a random team, which guy do I want coaching random team? And that's how I did it. Brian, what was your rationale?
That's a little trickier because I think that really comes down to like game management, clock management, you know, how to deploy guys where. And that's tough with a coach because, you know, they don't all play, they don't all call plays. Some are offensive, some are defensive. I took mine as who would I want running my team for a, you know, a season at, okay, at this point. And, you know, again, and give them all the same roster, because I think that is kind of the hallmark of coaching, right? He can beat you with your guys, or, you know, he can take his guys and beat you.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, I thought of a similar perspective as that. I just kind of thought, who do I trust the most overall in a game to be able to put together good game plans, and who are good in-game coaches?
All right.
I would feel the most confident with.
Fair enough. Mongoose, who do you have first on your coaches list in the AFC playoffs?
I'm going to go with Sean Payton.
Limits?
I have Sean Payton.
I have Sean Payton as well. This is where it gets very, very interesting. Who's next, Brian?
Jim Harbaugh.
Twin?
I have Jim Harbaugh second.
I have Jim Harbaugh second.
So much for interesting.
Who do we have third?
Now, if we're doing like sort of the tiers and whatnot, you know, I think Peyton was a somewhat easy choice for me at one. Harbaugh, I like definitively at two because he's won at the college level. He's won with the Niners. He's won with the Chargers, everywhere he's been, which is impressive to me. But now it gets very muddled on these next
now
three.
Now it gets muddled.
I'm going to go Sean McDermott, three.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Limits, who do you have?
I have Mike Vrabel third. I really like the job that he's done first year with the Patriots. They were horrible last year, and he's turned them all around.
I have Mike Tomlin third.
Whoa! How Brian, you, Mike Tomlin.
How do you like them apples, Brian?
I thought about it. Like I said, these next three for me are all bunched up very closely, and it's a razor's edge of who to go where. But my fourth,
yes,
is Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel, okay. Limits, who's your fourth?
I wowed you just for dramatic effect, Joe, because I have Mike Tomlin fourth.
Now, let me ask both of you an honest question here. Why Vrabel over Tomlin? And I realize Tomlin's playoff record, I believe now, is 8-11. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think so.
But he seems to have had success against Vrabel whenever they've matched up, and Vrabel has never gone to the promised land or even really come that close. Why Vrabel over Tomlin?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Gannon beat Mike Tomlin head-to-head, so those sort of arguments only go so far. But larger sample size with him against Vrabel-coached teams. I think the Patriots game this year was sort of weird. Vrabel didn't put the ball on the ground for those guys. But while it's close, Vrabel, having gotten it done with multiple teams now and turning around what the Patriots had, I think speaks to his coaching ability. And that's a little unfair to Tomlin because we've never seen him coach another team. But
right,
I'll take Vrabel's resume combined with more recent playoff success just to put him over the edge in my mind.
Okay. Like, I think Tomlin is 3-0 against Vrabel. And Vrabel, again, has never been to a Super Bowl, never won a conference championship, only been to one. But I do hear your argument there. I mean, I thought about it as well. He's doing a hell of a job in New England,
yeah,
and he did a pretty good job for a while in Tennessee. Limits?
Yeah, for me, it's more of a demerit against Tomlin and the what have you done for me lately type of situation where they have not been successful in the playoffs. Mike Tomlin's defense, it's highest paid in the NFL, and they're middle of the pack in many different categories, and there's blown coverages and so many reasons that make you want to pull your hair out with his side of the ball, where I feel like he's turned a Patriots defense that last year didn't have that much talent on it, and this year has been dramatically better.
When you say, what have you done for me lately, you're aware that Vrabel hasn't won a playoff game since 2019, and that was the only year in which he ever won a playoff game,
yes,
right?
Yes, and Tomlin has not won a playoff game longer than that.
I'm aware of that, but there's been one season that Mike Vrabel has ever won a playoff game. He won two in 19, and none since. That's a pretty long time, too.
I also think that there are higher expectations and a higher level of what your success should be when you coach the Steelers compared to coaching Tennessee. And we saw what the Titans became once Mike Vrabel left.
Who's fifth, Brian?
Mike Tomlin.
Who's fifth, Limits?
Who did you have fourth, Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry. D'Amico Ryans.
I have D'Amico Ryans fifth.
And then fifth, I have Vrabel. I think DeMeco Ryans is doing a hell of a job there. He's only 41 years old. This is his third year. He's got two division titles and now a wild card. He's won a bunch of games, and he's won a playoff game each of his first 2 years. I think he's doing a hell of a job.
He is. I mean, the number one defense for a reason. He's the one that's leading it.
Who's sixth, Brian?
DeMeco Ryans.
Limits?
I have Liam Cohen sixth.
So do I. And then I have McDermott seventh. Brian?
I have Cohen seventh.
Limits?
Yeah, I have McDermott seventh as well. And that's, it's not really trying to take a shot at Sean McDermott. Liam Cohen's a coach of the year in my mind. Same thing with Vrabel.
You're absolutely taking a shot at McDermott if you're putting a guy who's never coached a playoff game ahead of a guy who wins playoff games every year.
Yeah, I wasn't putting Ryans and Cohen in the same tier as those other five because there's just not as much of a track record for those two.
Right.
I have to look at them very differently.
You have McDermott third. The reason I have him last is I don't trust him to get through the playoffs. He hasn't done it, and he's had a superstar quarterback that I think he's riding the quarterback's coattails. And not only that, he had one of the great manglings of an endgame situation in the history of the sport. 13 seconds left against the Chiefs, and somehow the Bills blow that because he treated it like that Kansas City had to score a Hail Mary touchdown when all they needed was a field goal to put that game into overtime. I just think you give a lot of these other guys Josh Allen, and they would have won a Super Bowl by now or at least been to one. That's why I have McDermott seventh out of seven. Do you understand that, Limits?
Yeah, I think that does make sense.
Do we give McDermott any credit for developing Josh Allen?
No, I give Brian Daboll.
Just a question.
And I give Brian. I guess you could because
who hired them?
Right, you're right about that. You are right about that. Who else was involved with Josh Allen? Joe Brady, and there's another name that I'm forgetting. But yes, you're right.
Ken Dorsey.
He hired those guys. You're right about that. That's a good point. And again, that's why you're on an eight-figure retainer here, Brian.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Is that it?
Yeah, we have to go.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. That was fun. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Do you think he thought it was fun, Limits? Or do you think that was Brian's dry and sarcastic sense of humor?
Oh, I think it was a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Just didn't know what you were going to pull out at any given time.
I think it's a fascinating exercise, ranking these quarterbacks and coaches myself.
Joe is being called for a 5-yard delay of game penalty as he has failed to report back to the studio. So while we wait for Joe, one thing that I thought was pretty fascinating out of the Tomlin press conference was the communication and the relationship that he has with Aaron Rodgers. And you saw there was an NFL Films clip that went pretty viral on Twitter yesterday of Rodgers and Tomlin embracing after the game right at midfield, and Rodgers saying to Tomlin, "Thanks for bringing me here." And he basically said in colorful words, like, "Are you kidding me? Like, seriously? Of course. This is why we brought you here." And that's kind of been reiterated in Tomlin's words, and it's the truth. This is why you bring Aaron Rodgers here, for moments like this, for that Ravens game to lead a game-winning touchdown with 55 seconds left, and for a playoff game trying to break a streak of over 8 years.
Mike, after the game, the cameras caught a cool moment between you and Aaron Rodgers at midfield. Just what's the importance of the head coach-quarterback relationship, and how has that relationship grown or evolved throughout this season?
You know, it's very important because they're unique jobs. I think we got to be connected. There's a loneliness with leadership. There's a responsibility with leadership. And so I've just learned over the years to embrace that component of it, that we got to spend time together. We got to have an understanding. And certainly that's been a fun process with Aaron. It's been really fun because he has an appetite for it. He loves the process as much as he loves competing. He's got an awesome relationship with football. He's at the point in his career where he's really reflective and excited about giving back to the game and the young people in the game. And so it's fun to do that with him and help young guys like Will Howard advance in his career. And so it's been an enjoyable process, but certainly it's work. We respect it in that way. And certainly we respect the work that's in front of us this week in terms of leading this group.
Mike Tomlin on his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, and I give them a lot of credit. I remember writing and saying at the beginning of the year, man, I don't know if this is going to work. When has a situation like this ever worked? You have a coach who's been around forever, was great at the start and has pretty much flatlined as far as winning big games, trying to recapture it 20 years, 19 years into his career and with a 42-year-old quarterback. So far, so good, right? I mean, they won the division. It got better late in the year. They look like they're on an upswing headed into the playoffs. Meanwhile, I thought that we might have left the mongoose in a bad place there, Limits. I just went back and re-listened to some of that. He got hot at one point. And also the YouTube commenter, somebody saying the mongoose looks like he's in a prison suit.
Wow.
Did you see that? And then the YouTubers were crushing me. I mean, crushing me.
Well, that's just an everyday occurrence.
Well, no, they usually crush you.
Well, but that today definitely is an everyday occurrence.
They were crushing me, but then a couple of them defended me. So that's become a YouTube commenter issue.
You have some defenders in the YouTube chat. That's good. I think we all have a couple of defenders.
A couple of them. And then I was comforted by the fact that I got a text from the mongoose saying, and I quote, "I thought the exercise was fun and the essence of sports talk radio."
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Believe me, I didn't agree with him putting Rodgers so low on his list of AFC quarterbacks, but maybe, I guess the YouTubers did. They didn't like me putting Bo Nix fourth among these guys. Mm. Bo Nix gets no respect around here, and I resent that.
No, I had him sixth.
I had Rodgers third.
He needs to earn it.
So do all these guys, except for, I mean, well, let's see. How many of these guys, Rodgers is the only one who's won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
And the rest of them are... It's mostly, that's an interesting way to look at this. Allen is starting to get up there, and I wonder if he's running out of chances. And then you have Drake May, Bo Nix. Herbert has been in the league for a bit now, but still young. Same with, I mean, Allen, is Allen even 30 yet? And then Trevor Lawrence and CJ Stroud. So it's Allen and the 20-something club, is it not?
It is. And Joe, it's time to go.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
I thought we went till 52. I thought you said we had a rule that I had to come back for 5 minutes after every segment.
Well, no, because I came back. I brought us back in.
And Josh Allen's only 29. See ya. I have to do weather, and I can't find it. Can you?
Yes. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, with a high today of Jeff Locke at 49. Joe, What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Is that it?
That's it.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
See you tomorrow.